When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
At 9:40, days after saying abortion policy should be left to the states, former President Trump openly criticizing an Arizona court ruling for upholding an 1864 law. Yes, 1864, that banned nearly all abortions. WOKV's Kirsten Garris, part of our live team coverage in our Washington newsroom. So what's Trump saying about it now?
Yeah, well, former President Donald Trump said he would not sign a national abortion ban if he is reelected to the White House. This is reversing a promise that the former president made as a candidate in 2016 and stood by that during his first term in office. Now, Trump made these comments while he was talking with a group of reporters on the airport tarmac in Atlanta yesterday. Now, the Arizona court ruling that permits doctors or others to be prosecuted for performing an abortion at any time unless the mother's life is in danger, and this one does not have any exceptions for rape or incest. Now, Trump said he expects that the Arizona law would be, quote, straightened out. And then hours later, Republicans in the state legislature, which, you know, they control that body and that house, blocked an effort by some Democrats to try to repeal this ban. Now, Trump also said he's expected that a six-week ban in Florida that he has also criticized in the past would, quote, probably, maybe going to change. That was Trump's words. Now, even though he suggested his disapproval for the circumstances in both states, Trump defended the position he took in a video statement on Monday when he said that states should be able to weigh in and have the final say on abortion legislation. Rich?
So as we look at how the Trump campaign is responding, what's the Biden campaign saying and doing about this?
Well, you know, right away, we've seen the Biden campaign really come out criticizing Trump and again, making sure voters know that Trump is the one responsible for overturning Roe v. Wade. A spokesman from the Biden campaign said in a statement after Trump's recent comments on Wednesday saying, quote, Trump owns the suffering and chaos happening now, including in Arizona, because he proudly overturned Roe. Now, the Democrats have been, again, using what Trump has said to push forward and really energize their base to say, hey, this is what will happen if there is another Trump White House. When he was in office, his administration backed a bill that would have banned nearly all abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy and penalized anyone who performed the procedure. But when Roe v. Wade was overturned and Republicans they're starting to see some political fallout from that. Trump has been trying to stake out a position that he would animate his conservative base without turning off moderate voters. So that is going to be what we'll see moving forward. But obviously on a state level, when abortion rights and access have been on the ballot for a referendum, we have seen voters in red and blue states say they want to keep abortion access. So we'll see where this goes from here.
Yeah, one of the most interesting things we're going to watch here in Florida now that it's going to be on the ballot this November is which party may see a surge in new voter registrations over the coming months out ahead of the November general. We'll be following very closely here at home. WOKV's Kirsten Garris, part of our live team coverage of You Decide 2024.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.